Gunmen storm a Paris magazine.
An organized and well-planned attack.
Millions caught in the deep freeze.
Awful. I hate it. Yeah, I hate this.
Key find in plane crash probe.
Divers spot the tail of the missing Air Asia jet.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just a few hours ago, masked gunmen stormed the offices of a Paris magazine. 12 people are dead, and French President Hollande has raised the country's terror alert level to its highest level.
France est aujourd'hui devant un choc.
France is today in front of a shock, in front of a terrorist attack.
The satirical publication that was the target has taken jabs at Islam and has drawn condemnation from Muslims before. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
The armed, masked men walked into the lobby of the headquarters of the satirical magazine and opened fire. One eyewitness said they asked for people by name, leading police to believe this was a well-planned attack.
France says it has thwarted some attack plans in recent weeks. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate.
France has been dealing with the problem of French foreign fighters flowing into Syria and Iraq and coming back into France. More likely, it's self-radicalized individuals, individuals who take their prompt from the propaganda of these groups, and took it upon themselves, perhaps, to attack.
Well, here at home, the Arctic air that's invaded the upper Midwest and East is settling in.
It honestly stings when you're just standing outside.
She's in Wisconsin, where temperatures will stay below zero today for the most part.
When you walk outside and your nose hairs freeze together in the inside of your nose, that really is uncomfortable.
And the wind is adding to the pain. Dangerous wind chills of 25 to 30 below will persist all day in several states. In Chicago, it's 3 degrees with a 22 below wind chill.
Classes for Chicago public school students are canceled today, January 7th, due to dangerous weather conditions.
In the east, tonight will be the coldest night since last winter in many places. Well, North Texas was shaken by 9 small earthquakes in less than a day. No major damage or injuries outside Dallas, but plenty of rattled nerves.
My bulletin board, my computer, my desk started shaking, and then I saw the blinds on the windows shaking.
Geologists plan to look into recent increases in seismic activity in the region. Also in North Texas, a deadly shooting yesterday at a VA clinic in El Paso.
The alleged shooter is dead, and we have one casualty. That casualty is deceased. All other VA patients and staff are safe.
Major General Stephen Twitty, commanding officer at Fort Bliss, wouldn't release any further details. The FBI is questioning patients who were there at the time. Overseas, a key find in the search for victims and debris from Air Asia Flight 8501. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
10 days after the jetliner disappeared with 162 people on board, searchers have finally spotted the tail section. It is there that the black boxes were located, and CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenker is hopeful they're intact.
These boxes are built to withstand significant amounts of pressure, significant amounts of heat, and significant amounts of G-force.
The cockpit voice and flight data recorders hold the best hope yet for finding out just what caused the plane with its experienced pilot to fall into the sea. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A day after Republicans took control of both houses of Congress, President Obama hits the road. CBS's Dan Revive says he's off to Detroit.
He'll preview some of the ideas that'll be part of his State of the Union address to Congress 13 days from now. Today at a Ford assembly plant, hailing the recovery of the auto industry. In Phoenix tomorrow, how to make home ownership more affordable. And in Knoxville, Tennessee on Friday, he'll talk of education.
And making sure that American workers have the skills they need to find the middle class jobs of the future.
Josh Earnest, the president's spokesman, says Republicans may well share these goals. Dan Revive, CBS News, the White House.
Two Florida Republicans who failed to topple John Boehner as House Speaker have been stripped of their posts on the powerful Rules Committee. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, temperatures have transitioned from rather mild earlier this week to well below normal. Actually, it's not that cold this morning, but tomorrow morning at this time, it will be incredibly cold. Record low temperatures over the next week or so could have dire consequences for us and for our pets and livestock in North Carolina if they're not cared for properly. More on that coming up in just a moment. Staples has contacted Chapel Hill shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. We'll also take a look back at 2014, the year that was, the WCHL year in review, as the top newsmakers of the year, top news stories of the year. That's all coming up this hour. In WCHL championship sports, junior point guard Marcus Page isn't having the kind of season at least a lot of folks expected him to. And
is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, 26 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's gone down a couple of degrees. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. The main story is today, cold temperatures plummeting during the afternoon hours and very breezy. We're going to have wind gust up to 30 miles per hour late in the day and tonight. Our wind chill factor as low as 2 below overnight. And then the high tomorrow only in the 20s. Temperatures have made the transition from rather mild to well below normal, and it's going to get worse. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says these cold temps are here to stay, at least for a while.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s, and then Thursday we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley says that there are dangerous situations that can develop with these frigid temperatures.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday night will be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Last year, polar vortex seemed to be everyone's catchphrase. Coakley says that while it's fun to say, the polar vortex is not an anomaly. We actually see portions of it nearly every year.
Polar vortex is always there, and we frequently get pieces of that that break off and can influence our weather. So it's not a new thing by any stretch, but I guess it has a catchy name.
And even though we may not see any snow or ice associated with the system, there is a small possibility of a little sprinkling or flurries this morning. But other than that, it's not in our forecast. Coakley says it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather, especially if you have to stay there for a while.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. Try to stay out of the wind, because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
If you or someone you know is experiencing signs of hypothermia in the coming days, shivering, dizziness, fatigue, and shallow breathing, call 911 immediately. Chapel Hill town officials are taking this opportunity to remind everyone to have your heating system checked. While we may have more winter weather ahead of us, that's going to be very important. This time of the year, residents are also reminded to not bring any outdoor heating devices, including grills or outdoor propane heaters, inside, because there is an increased risk of setting fire to your home. And that seems like common sense, but every year it seems we hear about somebody doing that, starting a fire when they get desperately cold. Leaders are also reminding residents to leave your water on a slow drip to reduce chances of a burst pipe in cases where pipes are affixed to an outdoor wall and you don't have alternate ways to insulate the pipe. Also, make sure that your pets are taken care of in these colder temperatures. Pets should have either an adequate structure outside with proper insulation to keep them warm, or should be brought inside to ensure their safety. Rabies cases throughout Orange County were up sharply for 2014 when compared to previous years. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on why that was and what we might expect in 2015.
There were nearly double the number of confirmed rabies cases in Orange County for 2014 when compared with both 2013 and 2012, according to Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato.
We actually had our final laboratory-confirmed rabies case on December 30th in Hillsboro, and it involved a fox. That was the 23rd laboratory-confirmed rabies case we had in 2014.
He adds there were 12 confirmed rabies cases in both of the previous years. Morato says there's no exact science to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of laboratory-confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
He says that these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. Morado also points out that there were 23 confirmed cases, meaning that the state laboratory gave word there was an actual case of rabies. The possibility exists that the number of rabbit animals was even higher, and those cases were just not confirmed. Morado says that means residents need to be prepared in the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime. And therefore, we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
That includes taking steps to ensure the safety of your pet. Morado says monitoring your surroundings, as well as your pet's environment, is vitally important.
We're all better off without having our animal outside unattended. And if we're with our animal, or there's a responsible adult with our animal, whether it be a dog or a cat, the likelihood that there's going to be an encounter is reduced because we can remove our pet and ourselves from the situation.
Staying current with the law is also a way to help protect you and your animals from rabies. North Carolina law states that all cats and dogs over 4 months must be current with their rabies vaccine at all times. And the Orange County ordinance calls for pets to wear a rabies vaccination tag. If your vaccinated pet has an encounter with a rabid animal, they're required to receive a rabies booster shot within 5 days, or they'll be treated as an unvaccinated animal. In the case of an unvaccinated pet, the choice is between euthanasia and having the animal quarantined for up to 6 months. Morado says the best thing is to make sure your pet is vaccinated, and you can do that through Orange County Animal Services' low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find a link to that information through our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Staples has been in touch with its Chapel Hill area shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in a December data hack. 115 stores around the country were targeted, including the location on East Franklin Street. Officials say shoppers who visited Staples between August 10th and September 16th of last year may be at risk. In a letter sent out to customers, the office supply chain said it's offering a variety of services, including identity theft protection, credit monitoring, and free credit reports to anyone who may have used a credit card at the store during that time span. Staples estimates as many as 1.6 million credit cards may have been compromised as a result of the breach. For information on how to sign up for free credit monitoring with Staples, you can go to this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Officials at the state's flagship university here in Chapel Hill may fire fewer staffers for their role in the academic fraud scandal than UNC Chancellor Carol Folt previously described. University officials last week named 3 UNC professors or academic counselors who were dismissed in line for firing or resigning since October 22nd, the day that a scathing report into the long-running cheating scandal was released. The chancellor said hours after the report was released that 4 were slated for termination. School officials have refused to clarify the discrepancy. School spokesman Rich White says someone may have misspoken at some point. The campus last week promised to quickly disclose decisions whether to impose penalties on 6 other unnamed employees as those decisions are made. And it continues. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says President Barack Obama was receptive to ideas about Medicaid reform and other issues during a discussion between the president, himself, and 3 other governors. That's McCrory's take from yesterday's White House meeting with the president and members of the National Governors Association's Executive Committee. McCrory joined the panel last summer. McCrory says he talked with the president and cabinet-level leaders in his administration about energy, infrastructure, and Medicaid expansion. The governor is weighing whether to pursue expansion, but says he told the president he wants a North Carolina plan, meaning one that the state can fashion for its own needs. State legislative leaders have been skeptical about expansion. The governor also was in Washington as political ally Tom Tillis got sworn in as a U.S. senator. And 2 House Republicans from North Carolina declined to support John Boehner for a third term as speaker. Tuesday's televised roll call for the speaker's election had Representatives Walter Jones from the 3rd District and Mark Meadows of the 11th District each voting for Representative Daniel Webster of Florida. Webster received the most votes from about 25 GOP defections to someone other than Boehner, who still won the speaker's job. Jones is a veteran congressman from Greenville who has bucked party leaders in the past, voting against GOP budgets. opposing the Iraq War and other instances. Meadows is in his second term. A Jackson County resident is considered to be a Tea Party favorite who helped pressure Boehner in 2013 to link the extension of government operations to defunding President Barack Obama's health care law. And in other news this morning, we'll talk about 2015 priorities for the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County community. That is up next. Right now, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Once again, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like the Durham Freeway, if you're heading northbound, a little heavily traveled now, but as you approach Briggs Avenue through Austin Avenue, 40 eastbound, also starting to hit the brakes a little bit between 751 and Fayetteville Road, although not very significant as far as delays are concerned. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Things moving along okay.
And yeah.
Luckily, no precipitation out there, but let's just hope it stays that way over the next couple
yeah,
of days.
Yeah, because it's cold.
And that would add to our problems, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again in just a few.
Sure.
Let's see. The Carolina Inn is the place where you can go for delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It's all created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine, has been for so many years. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Weather forecast looks like this. 27 degrees, mostly cloudy, slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. It's going to be breezy all day, especially in the afternoon. Much cooler temperatures, high today about 35 or 36, and then we'll get there by about lunchtime, and then the temperatures will start to fall during the afternoon down to about 30 by the end of the day. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and brisk. Much colder temperatures are low tonight, about 10, and because of the winds continuing, the wind chill values will be as low as 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and colder with a high only in the middle 20s. Wind chill values still very much a factor, as low as 3 below the following morning. So we're talking about some really, really chilly weather. So get ready for that. No way to avoid it. Just stay out of it if you can, but keep warm and take all the other usual precautions. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time, 818. Flipping the calendar to a new year can cause reflection over what happened over the previous 12 months. It can provide a clean slate for starting anew, and it can present some new challenges. WCHL's Blake Hodge has some of the top priorities for our area in 2015.
Managing growth and fighting poverty. Now, these are two ideas that would seem to counter each other, but throughout our community, this theme of juxtaposition continues to emerge. The message from many community leaders is that we must continue to strive for growth while lending a helping hand to those in need. In that vein, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said that he is excited about the two zones in Orange County that were chosen by the Family Success Alliance aimed at helping children from low-income families continue on to higher levels of education. Kleinschmidt adds that Chapel Hill specifically has to focus on the Design 2020 development project, while also working toward a public transit solution.
Dealing with the financial sustainability issues surrounding our transit system, we're going to be exploring some new ways of financing bus purchases. You know, the earmarks that David Price, our congressman, used to bring to us to buy new buses, those are gone, and we have to find new ways to do that.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Carrboro, Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that they will be focusing on bringing more projects to the town.
As the economy continues to do a little better, we're hoping to see some more projects either come forward or be before us over the next year, including projects like the library.
Kristen Smith with the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce says that she believes there will be a re-energized spirit to help those in need.
I think some people are renewing their focus on poverty and how we can come together and collaborate
collaborate around that.
Smith cites that the UNC Global Research Institute focus will be on feeding a hungry world for the 2015-2016 and the 2016-2017 academic years. Mayor Tom Stevens says the town of Hillsboro will be focusing on ways to systematically build citizen engagement and leadership throughout the community. He adds that promoting tourism will be a key, along with managing growth.
We need to welcome newcomers. We're going to have two new neighborhoods that are going to get their beginnings with people moving in the coming year at Waterstone and at Forest Ridge, and we have other places and homes being built. So we're going to have a lot of new folks in town, and I think the best way that we keep our small town character is bring people in, welcome them in, make them part of neighborhoods as part of Hillsboro.
Riding that tourism wave, Lori Policelli with the Orange County Visitors Bureau says that they are working to continue bringing in higher numbers of visitors to the area.
We're trying to work with our partners to figure out, do we stay open a little later? Do we offer night lighting, more wayfinding, more marketing in the area? So we have our work cut out for us. We have a lot of opportunity, a lot of smart leaders here.
And Policelli adds that it will be important to bring in those visitors to fill the hotels that are targeting our community. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:21 at WCHL. Turning now to championship sports. Junior point guard Marcus Paige is not having the kind of season, at least statistically, that many expected him to have. He was a preseason All-America first-team candidate. But the humble Paige, although not very vocal, remains the unquestioned leader of this 11-3 Tar Heel basketball team. He recently weighed in on the state of the team right after that disappointing loss to Notre Dame over this past weekend. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Paige isn't the most outspoken Carolina player on the floor, but he's never been bashful when it comes to telling it like it is. He says the Tar Heels have been missing far too many easy shots around the basket and points the finger at a toughness issue.
If you can get the ball 2 or 3 feet away from the basket, you know, at that point it comes up to being tough enough to finish the play, so I don't know if there's a whole lot you can say to change that.
The 71-70 home loss to number 13 Notre Dame hit the entire team hard, but Paige says it's not for the lack of opportunities that Carolina came out on the wrong end of the scoreboard.
The hoop had a lid on it at the end. I missed a right-handed layup, two left-handed layups. Kennedy missed one under the basket. One of the shots we took rimmed in and out. JP got a great look. You know, you have to make some of those, and those didn't go in.
It's true the Tar Heels rallied admirably back from a double-digit deficit in the second half. The main spark plug for the comeback? Freshman Theo Pinson. Pinson's play on both ends of the floor rallied the team and fired up the crowd at a time when the energy was waning in the sleepy Smith Center. Paige, though, says he's not surprised by the freshman's level of impact. He says Paige needs to believe in his immense talent and let himself go on the basketball court.
And he was that guy. He responded with his energy. I told him at halftime, you know, we need him to make those type of plays more often. You know, recognize your talents and abilities and try to use those. Don't just try to fit in. You know, be aggressive, make plays, and he did that. He did a great job giving us a boost in the second half.
What's more, Paige likes the fact that Pinson is what he's not, a vocal and emotional force.
Yeah, he just has a lot of energy, and he, you know, he's one of the most talkative guys on the team, so that kind of plays well for him to try to lead and be that type of guy. And then when he makes plays, obviously that's backing it up, so I was proud of the way he played.
Clearly, Pinson and the Tar Heels have plenty of room to grow this season, and there's time to do just that. It's still January. Paige recognizes this and says he's not discouraged by the start to the ACC campaign. He's putting things in perspective and says he still believes the Tar Heels are improving with each game that passes.
I still think we have a ways to go. It was only our second league game. We got another big game coming up. But, you know, we didn't make the plays tonight. That doesn't change the fact that we've progressed over the past 5 or 6 games. Obviously, we don't want to lose any games at home or lose any games that we feel we should have won. We didn't play great in the first half. I still feel we should have won this game. But at the same time, you know, we're getting there. You know, a couple of possessions change here and there, and we have a win. And the vibe is completely different.
There's a fine line between winning and losing in major college basketball, especially at the ACC level, where there is no rest for the weary. Next up for Paige and the growing Tar Heels is a Saturday showdown with Rick Pitino and his number 5 Louisville Cardinals in the Smith Center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Two straight outstanding opponents in the Smith Center for the Tar Heels. Boy, that's a challenging early season schedule. It is and another ACC game as well. Let's turn our focus now to football. WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Is Gene Chizik Carolina's man, or isn't he? This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Since Inside Carolina broke the story last week, we've been waiting for the official word that former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik will be the new defensive coordinator for Larry Fedora's program. The announcement could come any day or any minute, but so far South Building and the Keenan Football Center have been silent. What does that mean? Well, some people are saying that to get hired by Carolina, there's a lot of red tape to clear. Roy Williams didn't sign his contract until after his first season back at UNC. So if the deal is done, as the blogosphere insists, then the official release doesn't have to wait for every T to be crossed and every I to be dotted. There is speculation that the vetting of the 53-year-old Chizik is still going on, and Fedora continues to contact other candidates for the job. It's a new day for all athletic hires at UNC, and Chizik may be under heavy scrutiny for a checkered 4 years at Auburn that included a 14-0 season and a national championship in 2010. But less than 2 years later, after the Tigers went 3-9 in 2012, Chizik reached a settlement on the buyout of his contract. The divorce did not end happily, including the arrest and conviction of 4 former Chizik players, academic abnormalities sort of similar to what went on here, and discipline problems that caused Chizik to hire a private security agency to make sure the players were in by curfew and other places where they were supposed to be. Not a pretty picture, as stories covering the buyout call the program in disarray and coming apart at the seams. It is an important hire for UNC, which unfortunately is now in the perception game as much as any contest played on the fields and courts. No coach is worth further soiling the university's reputation, and that may be why Chancellor Carol Folt and AD Bubba Cunningham are taking their time vetting Chizik. He also reportedly was negotiating a contract worth $750,000 a year. Unless UNC is pouring millions more into its football staff salaries, paying Chizik that kind of tender would be more than one-third of the annual $2 million UNC pays its football coaching staff, according to USA Today. That would leave the average salary of the other 9 full-time coaches at about $140,000. So that sounds like another problem about hiring Gene Chizik. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitz Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitz Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitzlumber.com. Go Heels.
Hey, Vapor Girl, tell us about your e-liquid flavors.
In 30 seconds? Impossible. We manufacture in Chapel Hill more than 250 original flavors.
Well, what's in your e-liquid?
Well, we use only nicotine from North Carolina tobacco.
What's your favorite?
My favorite e-liquid is Angel Lust, and it tastes just like strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Vapor Girl, I've got to go to your store and try all those flavors. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake, you probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. 830 WCHL. It's cold this morning. Your forecast is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Mostly cloudy today. We have 27 degrees right now. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries this morning. Slight chance. Breezy and much cooler today. Our high temperature will reach about 35 or 36, and then we'll start to go down. After about lunchtime, temperatures will fall to about 30 by the end of the afternoon. We're going to have some strong winds, gust up to 30 miles per hour, and that is the key for tonight. Clear skies, brisk, much colder, low tonight about 10, and because of those winds, it's going to seem colder, as low as 2 below. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news talk and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Setapani. Barbaric.
Une exceptionnelle barbarie.
That's how French President François Hollande describes a brazen assault on a Paris newspaper that offended Muslims with its caricatures. The attack, carried out by masked gunmen shouting "God is great" in Arabic, took the lives of two police officers and 10 civilians. CBS's Elaine Cobb tells us the killers called some of their victims by name.
Neighbors in buildings nearby said they heard shots, looked out the window, and then they saw armed men running out of the building, getting into a car and speeding away.
CBS News terrorism analyst Juan Zarate tells us the attack may have been directed by ISIS, but there's at least one other possibility.
More likely, it self-radicalized individuals who take their prompt from the propaganda of these groups.
The attack was Europe's worst since the bus and train attacks in London almost a decade ago. CBS News Special Report. I'm Frank Setapani.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. We've been doing a lot of talking this morning about all the severe weather on the way. Some really cold temperatures are coming in the next 48 hours or so, so please be ready for that. And it's important to watch out for your pets out there. In other news this morning, and stay tuned, by the way, throughout the day and the night for WCHL. We'll have information on the weather if things do turn really bad, and we'll let you know of anything of crisis nature that you may need to know. But basically, it's just going to be really, really cold. Stay inside if you can. Keep your pets inside and keep it on WCHL. And also check out our website for the very latest throughout the day and night, chapelboro.com. In other news this morning, WCHL, Staples has been in touch with its Chapel Hill area shoppers to let them know their credit card information may have been compromised in the December data hack. 115 stores across the country were targeted, including the location of Staples on East Franklin Street. Officials say shoppers who visited the store between August 10th and September 16th of last year may be at risk. In a letter that was sent to customers, the office supply chain said it's offering a variety of services, including ID theft protection, credit monitoring, and free credit reports to anyone who may have used a credit card at their store during that time span. Staples estimates as many as 1.6 million credit cards may have been compromised as a result of the breach. For information on how to sign up for free credit monitoring, check out the story on our website, chapelboro.com. And again, you have a chance of your credit card information being compromised if you shopped at Staples on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill between August 10th and September 16th of 2014. We've reached the end of the year, of course, and we've started a new one. As the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back and reflect on the year that was. This week is part of our annual WCHL Year in Review. We're continuing our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 in our local community. Today, we're up to number 3. In our number 3 news story of 2014, the UNC community and our community at large was shocked and saddened by the senseless beating death of 59-year-old school pharmacy professor Feng Liu as he took his normal afternoon walk one July afternoon just a few blocks away from work. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Hey, my name is Dan. There's an individual laying on the street at Ransom and West University.
And he's laying in the street.
He's kind of laying to the side, breathing hard.
Liu was still breathing when help arrived on July 23rd, but he had blood coming from his nose and ears, and he was unresponsive. He was transported to UNC Hospital, where he died the next day from his injuries. He'd been hit on the head with a rock. Derek Davis II, 23, of Durham, and Troy Arrington, Jr., 27, of Chapel Hill, were quickly arrested and charged with first-degree murder, felony robbery, and assault. Liu was allegedly killed for his wallet. Davis has a long history of breaking and entering and larceny charges and was released from probation in Durham County on June 30th. Arrington was reportedly on supervised release with an ankle monitor. He was awaiting a hearing on charges related to breaking and entering in Durham. The circumstances prompted Orange and Chatham District Attorney Jim Woodall to come to the defense of the Durham County Supervised Release Program.
Over the years here, we've had situations where people under our supervision have gone out and committed very serious crimes. That happens in every jurisdiction. And so that's why I'm not pointing the finger, because the finger can be pointed right back at us at any time.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and UNC Police Chief Jeff McCracken issued a joint statement reaffirming their commitment to public safety. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt met with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt to discuss improving safety near the university. A week after Liu's death, hundreds gathered just a few blocks from the murder scene for an emotional vigil. Liu was remembered as a devoted husband, father, soon-to-be grandfather, brilliant scientist, and loyal friend to many. Here's Tony Yao, president of the Chinese American Friendship Association of North Carolina and a friend of Liu's.
We should not be here today. Something is wrong with our community. Something that has prevented Professor Feng Liu from enjoying another beautiful day of the life, family, and the work.
Woodall recently announced that he will not seek the death penalty for Arrington and Davis, citing what he called a flawed capital punishment system in North Carolina. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's our number 3 news story of the year. Very sad. 2014 was a low-key year when it came to local elections, but it was a very different story on the state level, where two prominent politicians waged a never-ending $100 million battle for a seat in the U.S. Senate. We all got sick and tired of all those television commercials in particular. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack looks back on our number 3 newsmakers of the year, Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis.
We need to free the American people up to make it an economic superpower, a military superpower, and an energy superpower. These are the things that we're going to go to Washington and do.
That's Republican Tom Tillis in Charlotte on Election Day after he won the 2014 U.S. Senate race. He defeated Democrat Kay Hagan.
You weren't just standing with me, though. You were standing with working families all across North Carolina.
She was the incumbent senator. Hagan, Tillis, and outside groups spent more than $100 million, making this the most expensive Senate race in the country. Here's a taste of how that money was spent.
If Tom Tillis understood where I'm coming from, he wouldn't make it harder for me to go to college.
Senator Hagan is a rubber stamp for President Obama.
He claimed he was surprised by his roommate's affair, but then rewarded both aides with taxpayer-paid bonuses.
While ISIS grew, Obama kept waiting, and Kay Hagan kept quiet.
Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare.
The price for their failure is danger.
I'm Tom Tillis.
I'm Kay Hagan, and I approve this message.
Hagan did well in Orange County. She had 73% of the vote to Tillis's 24%. Tillis won the election with 49% of the state vote. Hagan had 47%, and Libertarian candidate Sean Haw had 4% of the vote. Republicans took control of the Senate, holding all their seats and gaining 9 Democratic-held seats. Hagan served as U.S. Senator from 2008 to 2014. Tillis joined the North Carolina legislature in 2006 and served as Speaker of the House from 2010 until his election in November. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Stay tuned to WCHL throughout the week as we continue counting down our top news stories and top newsmakers of 2014. And for the complete list, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. The Secretary-Treasurer of the North Carolina chapter of the AFL-CIO is participating in the first National Summit on Raising Wages, scheduled for Washington, D.C. Union officials say Mary B. McMillan will head the summit that's being held today at Gallaudet University. Among those speaking at the summit are U.S. Labor Secretary Tom Perez, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and National AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. The summit also will feature a panel discussion of business owners, low-wage workers, union members, and others about the movement to boost pay. And now, in news around town this morning, Preservation Chapel Hill is upgrading the Horace Williams House downtown by adding four mahogany chairs that used to belong to Horace Williams himself. First built in the 1920s, these chairs have been in the UNC Chancellor's office since the early 1980s. Now they're heading back to the house on loan from the UNC Historic Collection. For all of our news around town stories, go to our website, chapelboro.com, and simply click on the News Around Town link. 840 at WCHL. Coming up, today's commentary from Fred Black. We also will hear from D.G. Martin in just a few minutes on WCHL.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Good morning, it is 28 degrees, 842. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. A lot of very nice things have happened in our lives lately, but one that ranks right up there occurred on Thursday night, the 18th of December. I would like to thank our school board, Superintendent Forsella, Assistant Superintendent LaFreeze, all the other staff members, school improvement team members, parents, teachers, and all others who contacted our school board to express an opinion that led to the board voting unanimously to remove Memorial Day from the list of identified inclement weather makeup days. I could not be more thrilled. I would now encourage our board to ensure that we teach our students about Memorial Day and Veterans Day so that they all know why they're not in school on those days. Let's help them to know that Memorial Day is a day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of our country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. They should also learn that those who died are also remembered on Veterans Day, the day we set aside to thank and honor all who served honorably, in war or peace. In fact, Veterans Day is largely intended to thank the living veterans for their service and to underscore the fact that all who served, not only those who died, have sacrificed and done their duty. There are many in our community who would willingly volunteer to be resources for the schools as you teach our students this important lesson. So let's do it. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 844 WCHL. Ross Stutz here. And temperatures are going from mild to severely cold. National Weather Service meteorologist Shauna Coakley says these cold temperatures are here to stay at least for the next few days. So we all need to be aware of that.
We're going to have temperatures quite a bit below normal through pretty much into the weekend. Looks like we're only going to reach into the upper 30s. And then Thursday, we're expecting the coldest day so far. That's probably going to struggle to get out of the upper 20s or so.
Coakley tells us there are dangerous situations that can develop with the frigid temperatures, even without precipitation.
We're not expecting precipitation over that time period, but there is the possibility we could see some wind chill issues. Lows Wednesday be into the teens, possibly nearing single digits.
Do you remember talk of the polar vortex? Well, last year, that seemed to be everybody's catchphrase. Coakley says that while it may be fun to say, the polar vortex is not an anomaly, and we actually see portions of it nearly every year.
Polar vortex is always there, and we frequently get pieces of that that break off and can influence our weather. So it's not a new thing by any stretch, but I guess it has a catchy name.
And even though we may not see any snow or ice associated with this weather system, Coakley says it's still important to take precautions if you have to go out into the cold weather, especially if you have to be out there for a while.
The best thing to do would be stay indoors as much as possible, but make sure you cover any exposed skin. Try to stay out of the wind because that's going to really lead to maybe some problems with frostbite or hypothermia if you're exposed too long. So if you do have to go out, you know, gloves, scarves, anything you can do to lessen the exposure to the skin.
If you or someone you know is experiencing any signs of hypothermia during the next few days, shivering, dizziness, fatigue, shallow breathing, call 911 immediately. Chapel Hill Town officials are also taking this opportunity to remind everyone to have your heating system checked. While we still have more winter ahead of us, probably a lot of it, this time of the year, residents are also reminded to not bring any outdoor heating devices, including grills or outdoor propane heaters, inside, because there's an increased risk of setting fire to your home. You know, we hear about these stories every year. It's really sad when somebody will bring, I guess, desperately, suffering from the cold.
Right.
And no other way to heat their house or whatever. They bring in a grill with charcoal or something and try to generate heat that way. And that's just one of the worst possible things you can do. And every year, it seems, there's at least one tragedy because of that. Somebody starts their, house ablaze. Or, somebody gets hurt or some in some places, dies. I mean, that's just a horrible thing.
Yeah.
So
carbon monoxide poisoning is a serious thing.
Yeah, there are so many reasons to, just be careful. You have to take special precautions, of course, but, be careful with the way you do those things and just use common sense. I'm telling myself that, too, because, we can all do stupid things sometimes.
Yeah.
I've certainly done enough dumb things in my life, so. At any rate, we're
enough?
Ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well.
Enough?
Probably more than I'm saying. And there will be more to come, I'm sure. I don't want to sound like I'm sitting here preaching to other people.
I know. I mean, well.
I'm as dumb as anybody out there.
It keeps life interesting, doesn't it?
It will never get boring. Time now for traffic on WCHL, and it's brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Here is, as I like to say, the inimitable Nikki Morse.
I love it. I hope it sticks.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're heading out in the roadways anytime soon, looks like traffic volume starting to ease up a bit. Those earlier slowdowns on I-40 eastbound, if you're heading towards RTP, have eased up considerably. Just some busy traffic remains if you're heading towards RTP this morning on 40 eastbound from Highway 86 to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Hey, thanks a lot. I just want to say that it has been a real pleasure today. Everything has just been silky smooth, 100% efficient.
And, yeah. I do my best.
It's just been one of those wonderful mornings where absolutely everything is great.
It's awesome.
Just a freaking fantastic day.
Freaking fantastic. I love it.
because of all the people here, I mean, You know, I can't say enough good things about everybody.
It's a big-time freaking team.
Yes, it is, Roy.
Thanks,
and,
Roy.
thank you so much, Nikki.
You're welcome.
We'll listen for your news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see you back here tomorrow if you decide to come back.
I will. Absolutely. You will see me whether you like it or not.
Is that a promise?
It is. A threat.
All right. Yeah, that's more like it. Hey, thanks a lot. Berkeley Grimble is the guy at Grimble Jewelers, and you need to go see him because it's always too much fun when you talk to Berkeley. He has a band by the name of Too Much Fun, and I like to poke fun at him for that. But Grimble Jewelers is always there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. And time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It's brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It's 28 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy today. The only difference between today and yesterday is the fact that it's maybe a couple of degrees cooler, but we do have some clouds, and we have a very slight chance of precipitation today, but not much. Our temperatures will rise to about 35 or 36 and then fall after lunchtime. We'll have some very strong winds later on today, gust up to 30 miles per hour. That is going to create a big problem, make it seem colder than it really is. Tonight, clear and brisk with cold temperatures down to about 10, and then because of the wind chill factor, it's going to seem like it is as low as 10, as low as minus 2. So I don't know if I'm ready for that, but we all need to get ready as best we can. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute I-540 at the 751 exit. 850 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
Well, North Carolina loves its connection to the production of movies and television programs. We love to see programs and movies made in our towns and streets and our houses. When the television series Homeland showed the house where my children grew up in Charlotte, I called everybody I knew to tell them to look for it. And in Chapel Hill, some of us still remember getting a brief moment of fame as extras in Robin Williams' Patch Adams, which was shot over on the Carolina campus. And I get excited when any of the books written by the authors who are featured on UNCTV's North Carolina Book Watch become the basis for a movie or television program. Think about Charles Frazier's Cold Mountain or Daniel Wallace's Big Fish or Elizabeth Spencer's Light in the Piazza. And Ron Rash's blockbuster book, Sienna, is the basis of a movie starring Jennifer Lawrence that is scheduled for release in just a couple of months. And another film based on his 2006 novel, The World Made Straight, will premiere at the North Carolina Museum of History this Saturday evening. Well, think about Nicholas Sparks' books and the movies set in North Carolina. And Charlotte authors Kathy Reich's best-selling Bone series, which is the basis of now a long-running TV series. More recently, Columbus County's Jason Mott blasted onto the national scene with his book, The Return, which has now become the basis of an ABC television series called Resurrection. Well, the latest North Carolina and Chapel Hill connection to the video production world came last month when Amazon challenged Netflix with a set of its own original series for its Prime Instant Video service. It's called Mozart in the Jungle. It's a 10-part series based on Chapel Hill native Blair Tindall's 2005 book, Mozart in the Jungle, Sex, Drugs, and Classical Music. Tindall's late father, a Carolina professor, George Tindall, authored a popular U.S. history text and was known throughout the academic world as the Dean of Historians of the U.S. South. Blair Tindall's book combined a memoir of her musical career with what one commentator described as an expose of the scandalous rock and roll lifestyle of the musicians, conductors, and administrators who inhabit the insular world of classical music. After study at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, Tindall took her oboe-playing talents to New York City, where she played at Carnegie Hall with big-name classical performers and in the Broadway orchestra pits for productions like Les Mis and Miss Saigon. The Amazon TV series follows a young North Carolina oboist through her experiences in music and life in New York. She looks just like I did, Tindall told me about Lola Carrick. the actress playing Haley Rutledge, the struggling young oboist. And according to a Rolling Stone reviewer, Corey Grau, beyond the show's humor and rock and roll exploits, Mozart in the Jungle captures the world of classical music in a very real way as professional orchestras struggle with dwindling funds, budgetary concerns, and the pressure to appeal to younger audiences. Well, that's all well and good, but forgive me if I just celebrate the North Carolina connections. This is D.G. Martin.
All right, D.G., thank you very much. You got to watch out for those people with those rock and roll lifestyles. Ooh, 854 at WCHL, Ron Stutz. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? Speaking of a rock and roll lifestyle, what was Wayne's word today? A four-letter word, not what you're thinking. Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, the correct spelling, and the definition. And if you're the first to do so, then I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. The word of the day is always brought to you at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now if you want to be our winner this morning is 919-929-WCHL. Call right now, and you can beat today's winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We spotlight a couple of hometown heroes today, Pat Garavaglia and Sharon Collins, co-owners of Balloons and Tunes in Carborough.
Pat and I wanted to do something fun and exciting and new and creative, and Balloons was right up our alley and started a business with $50, if you can believe it.
Most of our business came from doing a birthday delivery to an office, store, whatever. We still do that and hoping to do a lot of that for Valentine's Day. Most of our business is decorating for big events.
Balloons and Tunes has a store that you can visit. Once again, here's Pat.
We have our store in Carborough, cards and stuffed animals and little 10-cent toys. But, you know, most of the money that we make comes from doing big events.
The Balloons and Tunes women get involved in a lot of local charities.
The thing that is dearest to our heart is the annual Gifts for Foster Kids for Christmas program that we've been involved in. It has tremendous support from the community, and we managed this past Christmas to provide Christmas for 160-some children in foster care and some other kids that just need a little help. With extra funds that we collected, we were able to support the Orange County Toy Chest.
Sharon Collins says over the years, Balloons and Tunes needed to change.
The number of requests really dropped off. The number of places we were allowed to deliver and sing, more and more limited. Public schools, limited access. Research facilities and hospitals, places in RTP, you can no longer go in and make a big production in front of coworkers.
There is a little downtime once in a while. Pat says she's a big Tar Heel fan.
Carolina basketball at every opportunity. Photography and gardening and things like that. Also work with friends of the Orange County Department of Social Services, and I'm also on the Department of Social Services Board of Directors. Extremely fulfilling.
That's pretty cool. You've been in business for 3 decades.
Absolutely. It makes me feel really proud, actually, to keep a small business going for this long, to provide a quality of service that people have been willing to support, to provide employment for people for this long. You know, I mean, I feel really proud of what we've done. We took a business that no one had ever heard of having balloons delivered to now. It's important. Everybody needs balloons now, and we feel really proud.
We appreciate our involvement in the community. It has really been a life well lived because of this small business and being introduced to so many cool people.
Sharon Collins and Pat Garavaglia at Balloons and Tunes, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A couple of really nice people there. Hey, congratulations to the loutish Carl Smith. Lout, that's a word. That's a word of the day. L-O-U-T. It means an awkward or brutish person. A lout. Carl Smith. I didn't mean that, buddy. I actually like you. I don't care what everybody else says about you. Carl gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers at the bottom of the hill at Chapel Hill North. Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
Weber Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weber Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weber Street Realty care about our community.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Get ready for the cold. Our high today about 35 or 36. Then it's going to start to drop. Low tonight, 10. Wind chill factors will make it seem even colder. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.